This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for joining us for the last episode in our series of prophetic dua. Please make sure to subscribe to our channel, inshallah. Throughout the year, we're going to have a number of different topics and series that will be released on this channel. And make sure to share this video and our channel with anybody who you know who might benefit, inshallah. So today's dua that we're going to talk about is one that was actually made by a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and not by the Prophet himself. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was once praying his prayer. And behind the wall, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting with Abu Bakr and Umar. And they could hear his recitation, and his recitation was incredibly beautiful. And he reached a point in his prayer where he stopped and he began to make dua. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, overhearing him, you know, reciting, he said, "Oh, Ibn Mas'ud, ask and you will be given, ask and you will be given." Ibn Mas'ud could not hear the Prophet, right? But the Prophet ﷺ knew that he was praying and knew that he was making dua, and the Prophet was telling him, "Ask and you will be given," as if the Prophet ﷺ knows for sure that the angels are coming to accept his dua. The next morning, Abu Bakr went to Abdullah bin Mas'ud to give him the good news that the Prophet ﷺ said that his dua was being accepted. And he asked Ibn Mas'ud, "What did you ask for? The Prophet said your dua is accepted, so what is it that you were asking for?" And Ibn Mas'ud said to him, "I said, Allahumma inni as'aluka imanan la yurtad." He said, "Oh Allah, I ask you for iman, for faith, la yurtad, that does not revert. Wa na'iman la yanfad, and for a bliss that never runs out, that never ends. Wa murafaqata nabiyyika Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi a'la jannat al-khuld, and to be and for the companionship of your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the highest level of eternal paradise." And because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said ameen to this dua, and because he confirmed it being accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this dua now becomes part of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the one who says ameen is equal to the one who makes the dua. And this is part of our belief as Muslims. And so Ibn Mas'ud said, "I never abandoned making this dua after this day at all. I would say it at the end of every salah that I would pray." What is the dua? Allahumma inni as'aluka imanan la yurtad. Oh Allah, I ask you for a faith that does not revert, that does not go back, that does not go away. Oh Allah, we are asking you for faith that is firm, that is strong, that is certain, a faith that does not revert. Yurtad, you know, from its roots meaning, it means something that goes away very quickly, like the blinking of an eye. Right, that it goes and retracts very quickly. So do not allow our faith to be something that comes and goes quickly. Rather, make it firm, make it strong, make it established. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, "Ayyul amali afdal?" Which deed is the best? He said, "Qala iman la shakka fi." He said, "It is to have faith that does not have any doubt within it." So it is important for our faith to be firm in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, firm in our hearts, and something that is strong and truthful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ولكن الله حبب إليكم الإيمان وزينه في قلوبكم وكره إليكم الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. That indeed it is Allah who beautified, who made you love faith and beautified it in your heart and caused you to hate and made displeasing to you and hateful to you disbelief and defiance and disobedience. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that gave us the ability to love faith and made faith beautiful in our hearts. So if we want faith to remain in our hearts, we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow it to remain in our hearts, to allow it to be beautiful, to allow it to be something that does not go away. And then he says, وَنَعِيمًا لَا يَنْفَدْ, and for a bliss that never ends. A bliss, a luxury, a pleasure that never ends. What is the bliss that never ends? It is Jannah. مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدْ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ. Allah says, what is with you will end, and what is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is lasting. Imagine if someone told you, for 1 year you can live in a castle. For 1 year you can have all the money, and you can spend it whichever way that you want to. You can do whatever it is that you want with it. Right, you have all the money you can think of, and you have all the luxury of this world. But after this year ends, you're going to prison, and you're going to the worst prison. And if a person had to live in this type of scenario, you know, you wouldn't really feel that comfortable. You wouldn't feel that joyful with the pleasures that you have, knowing that it's going to end. And the reality is, this dunya is going to end, and no matter what we've been given, no matter what any of us have in this world, it's going to end. And the certainty that it's going to end, makes all of the pleasures of this world carry a type of bitterness to us. You can't feel that happy with this dunya knowing that it's going to come to an end. So the intelligent one turns their mind to that which is not going to end. The luxury that will remain, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says when He talks about Jannah, إِنَّ هَذَا لَرِزْقُنَا مَا لَهُ مِنْ نَفَادٍ. This is our sustenance, this is our provisions, and it has no depletion, it will last forever. So we say to Allah, وَنَعِيمًا لَا يَنْفَادٍ. Give us this bliss that will never end. وَمُرَافَقَةَ نَبِيَكَ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي أَعْلَى جَنَّةِ الْخُلْدِ. And the companionship of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم in the highest eternal of paradise. When we ask for the companionship of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, there's a couple of points we need to take from this part of the dua. Number one, what are your goals, your aims in your life? How aspirational are your goals? How ambitious are your goals? The Prophet ﷺ, when he would instruct people to pray for Jannah, he would not tell them just to pray for Jannah. He would tell them to pray for the highest of Jannah. The Prophet ﷺ said to his companions, indeed, Jannah has 100 levels. What is between each level is what is between the heavens and the earth. And he says, and indeed, the highest part of Jannah is Al-Firdaus. فَإِذَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهَ فَاسْأَلُوا الْفِرْدَوْسَ الْأَعْلَى. He says, so when you ask Allah, ask for الفردوس الأعلى. Ask for the highest level of Jannah. He didn't say just ask to enter Jannah. He didn't say just, you know, get in, be at the bottom level. Even though I'm sure most of us would be happy to just get in. But the Prophet ﷺ wants us to understand the Muslim has to have very lofty ambitions. They have to be very aspirational. They have to always aim for the highest. And so you too should be aiming for the highest like Ibn Mas'ud does in this dua. And the second thing that we have to understand, the second thing that is important or that it indicates, is that we should have love for the Prophet ﷺ. Because a man came to the Prophet ﷺ and he asked the Prophet, مَتَ السَّاعَةَ? When is the hour? And the Prophet ﷺ said, what did you prepare for it? The man said, nothing. إِلَّا أَنِّي أَحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. He said, except that I love Allah and His Messenger. So the Prophet ﷺ said, أَنْتَ مَعْ مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. You are going to be with those whom you love. If you love the Prophet ﷺ, you will be with him. You know, there is a young man who named Abdullah bin Himar, and he used to have a friendly relationship with the Prophet ﷺ. And one day, you know, there's a funny story that he wanted to purchase a cloak for the Prophet ﷺ. So he went and he talked to the man of the store. He said, I'll pay you this much, and he agreed on a price. He took the cloak and he told the store owner, come with me. And he went to the house of the Prophet ﷺ and he knocked on the door and he gave the Prophet the cloak. And he said, O Messenger of Allah, I saw this and it was beautiful, and I said, it's only for you. Nobody should have this other than you. And the Prophet said, you know, Jazakallah khair, thank you for the gift. Then the man, Abdullah, said to the Prophet, he said, O Messenger of Allah, pay the store owner. And the Prophet ﷺ laughed when he did this. And so they had this joking relationship between them. And yet this young man used to do something very haram. He used to drink alcohol. And many times he would be brought to the masjid, and he would be whipped and he would be lashed. And one time when this happened, one of the people said, may Allah curse this young man. How often did they bring him? How often did he do this sin and be brought into the masjid like this? And so the Prophet ﷺ said, لا تلعنه فوالله ما علمت إلا أنه يحب الله ورسوله. He said, do not curse this man, for indeed all that I know about him is that he loves Allah and His Messenger. You know, he says, yes, this young man is committing a sin, but he loves Allah and he loves the Messenger of Allah ﷺ. And one day this young man came to the Prophet ﷺ. He said, O Messenger of Allah, he says, I love you so much. He says, and sometimes I'm at home and I think about how much I love you. And I think that one day you're going to die and I'm going to die. And you're going to be at the highest of Jannah and I'm going to be at the lowest of Jannah. He says, so it makes me feel so sad that there's going to be a time where you're going to be in the highest of Jannah and I'm at the lowest and I'm not with you yet, Ya Rasulullah. So the Prophet ﷺ remained silent. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then revealed verses in the Qur'an where he said, وَمَنْ يُطْعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنَعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. That whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, then they will be with those whom Allah has blessed with, from the prophets and the truthful and the martyrs and the righteous, and what a beautiful companionship that is. And so when that young man heard this dua, that whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger will be with them, he says, I want to be with the Prophet ﷺ, and he abandoned committing his sin at that moment. And so our love for the Prophet ﷺ and our following of Allah and His Messenger, these are things that will raise us to the rank of the Prophets, even if on our own we don't deserve to be with them. But that truthful love, inshallah, will bring us and deliver us to be with the Prophets and the righteous in the highest levels of Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst them, and jazakumullah khair for following along for this series. And like I said, inshallah, subscribe. There's going to be a lot more coming on this channel, bi-idhnillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.